catch Jesus. I imagine this midnight moment forest. Something else is alive, besides the clock's loneliness and this blank page where my fingers move. Through the window I see no star, something more near. Deeper within darkness is entering the loneliness. Cold, delicately as the dark snow, a fox's nose touches twig leaf. Two eyes serve a movement, that now and again now, and now and now, sets neat prints into the snow, between trees, unwarily in lame shadows, lagged by stump and in hollow, of a body that is old to come,
across clearings,
now, a winding, deepening greenness, rippling and concentrating, coming about its own business, till with a sudden, sharp, hot stink of a fox, it enters the dark hole of the head. The window is dark still, the clock ticks, the page is printed.
Right, first of all, does anyone like that poem? And if so, wow, Catherine.
I like it because it's got some realistic bits in it, and you can tell that somebody's thinking of a fox in their window, and then they're drawing a picture of it or writing about it.
Good. What do you mean realistic bits?
Well, sort of like you can see the fox in your head.
Good. Right, Elizabeth.
I think it's good because really you sort of, you can think what he's thinking, and it's nice about the fox as well.
So you feel as if it helps you get inside the poet's head?
Yes.
Hannah?
Well, the first bit's a bit like Elizabeth, because you can actually think what he's thinking when he's actually writing the poem. It puts a picture in your head and things. That's what I mean.
Yes, when I said, could you draw, when you first saw the poem, did you understand it? Did you, Joanne?
No.
And when I said, draw it, what was your reaction? Can you remember whether you felt horrified or pleased or, oh heck, what am I going to do or what? Joanne?
Horrified.
Right, Lauren?
Horrified because I didn't know what to do, and really I just looked around to see what the people were doing because I didn't know what to do. I knew how to draw a fox, but I didn't really know what to do.
And so when you saw what other people were doing, what effect did that have on you? I mean, did you just copy someone else's picture or did you take ideas?
I took ideas, but I didn't understand why some people did the clock in the middle of the picture. I thought it looked silly doing a picture of the wall from trees and then somebody like put a clock in the middle of it. It looked silly.
Why?
I don't know.
Did anyone think that isn't silly? Right, Hannah, why don't you,
Well, they kind of mixed all the words together in the poem and put them all in one picture.
Yes, it's like a dream, isn't it, in some ways? Everything all, or you get all things all together in a dream. Sarah?
The person who's drawn the picture has taken little bits out of each verse and put them all together in the picture. Which sort of goes along with every bit of the poem because there's little bits out of each passage.
Sherry?
Well, sometimes I sort of just read the poem through and sometimes it doesn't go in, the picture doesn't go into my head of what the poem really is, so when I came to draw it, I sort of like I was blank, I didn't know what to draw.
Mm-hmm. And so how did you actually get something down?
I read the poem through again. And sort of like looked at everybody else to see what they were doing. Mm-hmm.
And whose ideas did you think was good? Good. You know, can you remember looking at anyone else's and thinking, oh, yes, I like that, and that's a good idea, and that isn't a good idea? Or do you not remember?
I don't remember.
Right, Catherine?
Well, when you said to try and draw the picture in your head, what you thought about it, I thought, well, how am I going to do this? Because at first I didn't know what the heck you meant by it. Because just after I've read it through and stuff, like Shelley, it didn't all go onto my head, so I thought, how am I going to do this? And then I just peeked over somebody's shoulder, just thought about something, and put something different to what they had put down. Just started fiddling about, really.
Good. Yes, Sarah?
I liked, first of all, I didn't really like the poem, and then I thought of something like a fox putting its foot down and going along the path. So I started drawing that, and then I thought of something else went through the fox.
Do you like the poem now? Yes. Did anyone else find that after they'd done the picture they liked the poem more than they had in the beginning? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the ditherer. Right, who didn't have their hand up?
Beth.
Right, Lauren, what effect did it have on
you? Well, I did not like it, but I just really didn't really understand it. That's why I didn't really like it.
And did you feel as if you understood it more at the end? I mean, when you're looking at this now, does it help you understand it any more?
Well, it helps me understand it more, but it doesn't make me like it anymore.
No. Right, but you do understand it a bit more.
Yes.
You think so? Or am I putting words into your mouth?
So.
Sorry, I don't mean to put words into your mouth.
I think just when I first read it through, I just thought it was really boring.
That tends to be your first reaction to an awful book.
I just thought it sounded... I didn't think it made sense when I first read it through. Now I can start to...
Sort of.
See it.
When I put these pictures up, I didn't know which bit people had been thinking of. Do you think I've put them up in the right way? Or does anyone think that one of the pictures, or any of the pictures, is in the wrong place? Would anyone have put them up differently? Because it was really difficult. Elizabeth?
Probably when it says pages printed, maybe something more like this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sort of pages printed.
Yes. Yes, the page is mentioned at that end of the poem, of course, in the beginning and the end. So, were there any other pictures of pages?
Well, there's one with the face.
Looking out
just
the window.
Just the outline.
Looking out the window.
An eye.
Just there.
An eye.
That would have done good.
That's his eye. Oh yes, above an eye, a widening.
Yeah, I would have thought that would have been first because, like, he's looking out the window.
Yes.
And he's like thinking of what to do.
Yes. Yes, I see. That at the beginning, there wasn't anything there.
And the forest.
Through the window, I see
this.
Which one? A fox's nose touches twig. So the forest. That should have been next to the word forest.
I think that one that touches the.
Well, I think the this one should be. Touches nose.
Right, the one above deepening in green.
I think that one should be about where it touches twig.
Yes, I see that.
Guys.
That's good.
It's got the guys.
That one should be there because it's going to.
Which one? The one beneath stump and
Yes, that's right.
That's
the
right place, is it?
Yes.
Mrs. Walter, I think that the one with the widening, deepening.
The one above the widening.
I think that one should be through the window.
Through the window. And then that one.
Yes, but let's see.
I see. Yes, of course it should. Yes, yeah. You're right, Shelley. That would have been much better. Yes, John?
I think that the one above the page printed should be there.
Should be where? On this blank page?
Yeah, that one.
Yes. And that one there?
Because when the page is printed, it starts writing. No, it's not.
But it's...
And I also think that because it's not like coming out of his head, that it should be thinking about it.
Oh, I see. So that looks like a thought bubble.
Yes.
But I hadn't realised it was a thought bubble.
Yes.
It's got those two.
It's got those two.
I have to ask someone else to put my displays up, I think, because you could do it better than I can.
Yes, I imagine.
It
has a window there above the window.
Yes, I shouldn't I?
That one there should be up at the top.
Which one should be where?
The one that's painted, the bubble one, should be. Yes, that's what I thought. Because he's imagining with the bubble, that's what I thought. In the beginning as well. But yeah, beside the cup, loneliness. The bubble should go just at the top, and I imagine this midnight moment forest. Then that should be there.
Something
the one underneath that one should go down there. And at the top end. Yes, and the top one should go down where the and this blank page where my fingers move.
So the clock should be and this blank page where my fingers move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. This should be up there.
Through the window, I think that one should be there. I think that one should be where the blank page, when my fingers move. Because it's looking out the window, thinking what to write. No, there's no stars.
There isn't really any stars.
Because none of them really with stars. I think the one with the face on
should be the blank page
where my fingers move. Because he's looking through the window thinking what to do, like what to write.
That's through the window, isn't it?
Through the window, he's looking through the window.
Well, he is. But I think that one should stay there. It looks like he's through the window.
And this blank page where my fingers move.
Across clearing, the top. You can see the prints. What did I put above it? I've lost it. Nothing. You can see the prints. Two eyes surfer movement should be probably there because they're two eyes surfer. Yeah, they were so deep and green. Oh yeah, it's concentrated. So that's really two. I like that. You see that some of the pictures have implied that the fox is actually there, like that one, and that one through the bubble has implied that the fox isn't there. Which do you think? Do you think it was in his head, or you've done both? I think it's in his head. One's got a cock on, one's got a person on, one's got a bow on. Oh, he's not. I haven't got a clue. Do you think it's a good example of how you write a poem? I mean, if I say to you, write a poem. Or if I say, write a poem for homework, is the process that you go through anything like this, where you look around the room and think, heck,
Mrs. Walter, I understand the poem, like, if you give me this poem for homework, I don't think I would understand it more, understood it more.
Of what we're doing now. Now, because there's pictures talking about it, and you also helped us by reading it through with us and sort of like...
Talking about it, telling us how to understand it more instead of you just giving us homework and saying learn that poem.
You were saying, I tell you how to understand. Do I do that? Yes. But that means that that's just my interpretation of the poem and not yours, and mine might be wrong.
But I think, well, if you have a picture to sort each line, then you can see what the fox is doing and you can understand the line and remember it.
You can tell what the
line means.
But I didn't tell you what to do, what to draw, did I?
No, but you told us to understand it. By basically telling us what the words mean. Because the fox will be thinking now, I think.
Because you said to us, like, what do you think of instant and hollow?
And we thought, like, oh, a tree, because tree stump.